Nolte, Elizabeth Warren wants the Justice Department to save Batgirl, CNN Plus. By John Nolte on April 17, 2023. Senator Elizabeth Warren, D. Hitler, is calling on the Justice Department to save the movie Batgirl. Earlier this month, in a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, Warren and four other Democrat lawmakers urged the Justice Department to save projects like Batgirl and CNN Plus. You see, this is how you win media love and Hollywood contributions. Forget how ridiculous and fascist your actions are. In fact, your willingness to look ridiculous and fascist only proves your fealty all the more, which increases media love and Hollywood contributions. Couched in the Orwellian language of competition, here's how fascists fascist on behalf of crybaby journalists and millionaire actors. We are concerned that the Warner Media / Discovery merger has enabled the combined WBD to take aggressive measures, harming workers and creatives in the media and entertainment industry while eliminating the disciplining forces of competition that provide workers with the freedom to change jobs or negotiate for better pay and working conditions. Warren's examples include cancellations that would limit consumer and worker choice, canceling several titles, including Batgirl, which was deep into post-production. She goes on the Pleadgen-Lawls case. Shortly after the merger was finalized, WBD began realizing a number of cost synergies that were used to justify the merger in the first place, including cuts to hundreds of jobs for working people. First, WBD cut the streaming platform CNN Plus. The CNN Plus cut affected about 350 employees, and 4 months later, CNN laid off an additional 400 employees. Here's my favorite part. WBD's new ownership is hollowing out an iconic American studio. After the merger was consummated, WBD canceled many projects in various stages of development and removed content from its platforms. For example, WBD took 68 titles off HBO Max. Do you want to know why WBD removed those 68 titles? Because hardly anyone watched those titles, but every time someone did, the whole accounting machine had to start up to pay residual checks to creatives. But none of those realities matter to Warren. All she cares about are contributions and support from those creatives. So she's demanding government action against WBD for removing unprofitable content no one watches. Sorry, but these streaming services are not welfare programs. Listen, I'm already on record expressing my disgust with WBD canceling Batgirl. You don't do that. You don't pour people's labors into an artistic project, not to mention their hopes and dreams, and then pull the plug on a piece of art. Batgirl might be garbage. It probably is garbage. But it's not right. Nevertheless, it's not my call. WBD owns the property and can do whatever they want with it. Even more not right than burying Batgirl is Warren demanding the Justice Department do something about the burying of Batgirl. And this has nothing to do with some misguided principle on Warren's part. Let me assure you, Elizabeth Warren is not standing up for art or artists or creatives. This is all about the right kind of art, the right kind of artist, and the right kind of creatives. Had WBD canceled Passion of the Christ 2, Warren would have celebrated that cancellation as the correct move against hate speech. Adolf Warren believes only in power and money. As far as 750 people losing their jobs at CNN, has she seen CNN's ratings? Obviously, she has. But she wants good press from CNN, so she's willing to basically write, "No one at CNN should ever lose their job ever. And if they do, the Justice Department should intervene and put a stop to it." This letter has good news. 750 CNN staffers lost their jobs. Oh, I'm sorry, did you want me to pretend to be upset that people who hate me and lie to me and start riots have lost their jobs? That'll be the day. Anyway, Warren knows it's unlikely the Justice Department will act on this even though a Nazi like Merrick Garland is in charge. But that doesn't make the letter harmless. The letter is an open act of intimidation. Hurt my friends and I'll try to sic the Justice Department on you. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.